The 48 miles of power line will eventually connect the two communities on the northern end of Prince of Wales Island to Alaska Power and Telephones, two hydroelectric power plants. AP&T's Vice President of Power Operations for Alaska, Greg Mickelson, says it's a three-year project that should see construction start up this spring.
We've staked a preliminary route. We're currently working with the Forest Service and DOT on finalizing the permitting, and hope to begin putting poles in the ground sometime toward the middle or end of May.
Under that schedule, the company would build 16 miles of line from the Control Lake Junction to the Kaufman Cove Junction this year. 2010 would see the line extended another 19 miles into Kaufman Cove, and the following year would see the remaining 11 miles of line connecting to Naugatuck. The project was recommended for $3.7 million in grant money from the state's Renewable Energy Fund this year. AP&T already had $2.4 million from the Denali Commission, and those two grants will cover the $6.1 million cost of the project. Compared to other intertie projects underway in Southeast, it's a relatively cheap connection. Mickelson says one reason is the easy access to the power line route on the existing road system.
We'll be able to install poles right from the existing road surface with our digger trucks. We won't have to use equipment or no helicopter work on this project. The other cost advantage, I guess I would like to say we have, is we build our own line with our own in-house crews, so we don't hire contractors.
Okay.
So that helps keep our costs down.
Once Kaufman and Naugatuck are connected, that will leave only the northeast Prince of Wales community of Whale Pass, as well as the small communities of Point Baker and Port Protection off the island's power grid. It will also make hydroelectric power available instead of diesel electricity for the 165 power customers in Kaufman Cove and another 75 in Naugatuck. They'll see electrical rates drop by as much as 70%.
We're really looking forward to it, and we're glad that AP&T has gone out on, you know, and gotten the money, and we've been working together to get it, so it's going to be a big boost for the island.
That's Elaine Price, project manager for the city of Kaufman Cove. She says people in the community need the lower-cost power.
Our electric rate this last fall and winter has been 62 cents a kilowatt hour, and that's just a killer when it comes to any kind of electrical appliance or the businesses. They've had to shut down their coolers, and it's really limiting on what people can do in the community.
Price says they're hoping with cheaper electricity it will entice some new businesses to open up in Kaufman Cove. The project will also include a fiber optic line on the poles as well. That's initially for AP&T to control its power at the various sites, although the line could eventually provide internet service with a future connection to the region's new fiber optic cable. AP&T's Mickelson says the Northern Prince of Wales intertie is the final piece of the company's plan to tie in the island's communities.
The rates have fluctuated wildly during the 30 years I've been present here, and we're just trying to stabilize the rates by having our own grid connected, and then our next wish would be to look to connect into the southeast grid.
That connection could happen with a line between Kaufman Cove and Wrangell. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.